Okay, good morning. We are continuing Hilchos Trefas. We are in the middle of Siman Mem Zayin. Today we're going to be starting with Si'if Gimel. Just to reiterate real quickly, thanks for your correction, at the end of Mem Vav Vav, so the Rama is talking about a case where there's extra bubbles, and we're afraid that yes, that means those. That's a sign that inside it is clogged. So once you see it, so then one has to check. That's brought by most of the Achronim. Also, there's another check that they do. They cut it open, and then you check either for pus or to make sure it's shalem and there's no hole and the meat or the looks normal, whatever the organ looks like. I'm talking about the intestines. So anyways, but the poskim point out, at least most of them, including the Taz and others, that if it's just pus, it's not a problem, because we learned avbua is only a problem by rea, by the lungs. So what you're looking for is to make sure that the walls of the intestines look normal and there's no hole. Okay, fine. Let's just move on to today. We're Mem Zayin Gimel. Okay, Gimel. Me'e hayotze mibei takosot. So now we have intestines that are traveling a little bit in the wrong or a different path than what was normal, what's normal. So it goes from the Beit HaKosot, right, the second stomach, Perush. Now the Ramah is going to explain where it comes from. Sof HaKeres, Asoi Kekova, V'Karui Beit HaKosot. So after the Keres, you have this, the next chamber, and it's called Beit HaKosot. The hemses mechubar bo, the third stomach is the hemses, that's connected to the Beit HaKosot. The hamachal nichnas mi Beit HaKosot le hemses, and it goes from the Beit HaKosot to, some have the gears of hemses versus meses, but whatever, we'll call it hemses, sitas, vuhu ha'itztumcha. Okay, it's all the same thing. Olafi, why is it called hemses? Shemaachel hamaachal. The food gets digested and broken down in there. That's where it really starts to get crushed with all the grooves or cupping, internal cuppings from the walls, the lining. Nikra meses or hemses mi'inyan. So that's why it's called Mesis or Hemsis, from the Inyan, from the Pasuk in Yishayahu, talking about punishment to Ashur. It says, Kimsos Noses. It's going to happen to them, or I think their fields, or to their bodies. It's going to be like termites chewing. So that's where that's where the word comes from, apparently. So again, let's read it again. Me'e hayotze mibeit hakosot lehemses, kasher. So normally there's not this extra intestinal tube going from the Beit HaKosot to the Mesis, but in this animal that you shechted, you noticed, whoa, this is unusual, there is one. So it's still kasher, because it's going in the proper direction. The order, it's taking it from the Beit HaKosot to the Hemses, which is its proper direction. V'hayotze mi Beit HaKosot l'keres trefa. But this is in the wrong direction. If there's an intestinal tube taking it back from the Beit HaKosot to the keres, that would render the animal a trefa.
The keres is the first.
The keres is the first stomach. Okay, I'm just using the Hebrew names. It's a little easier for some of us. Okay, Dalet. Eat le tre sanya dive, trefa. If there are two sanya dives, this is basically a little sack, by the beginning of the large intestines. In that area, we call that a cecum, or cecums, or CK if there's two, for plural. It's a trefa. V'shavchei lehadadei, it's kshera. But if it's really, so if there's two, it's a trefa, but if there's one, They're supposed to be one. One is normal. But if it looks like two, but they're connected, and the material, whatever the juice is inside, or the digested food, can go from one to another, then even though it looks like two, since they're connected, it has the din of one, and therefore it would be a kshera. Why is it called here? You can look at it in Rashi, or Shach brings it. It's obviously it's closed at one end. It's like a little sack. It's also called the keres hapnimi, and the reason why it has the name of Sanya Dive is because it means wolves hated by the wolves. And why? Because it's so flat or narrow that a space that's very flat and narrow, even the wolves hate it. Okay. Anyways, that's what's explained. Hey, Hadur Dekanta, this we had before, it's this the coil of intestines in the large intestine section. Sheotze memtsaita yitra shetelui bedakin kemo me'e katan. Somewhere in there, you have like another little protrusion of an intestine, or almost like a little thin little sac, or just another piece of the intestine juts out, but it just sticks out. Ke'erech etzpa, like a finger. Again, there's no halachic significance to how long. It could be longer, but that's an appendix. Maybe that's as an analogy. Okay. Something like that. It's a kshera. Haga, the koza de hayeter satun barosho. So obviously we're talking about, the Rama says, where it's like a sack, like we just explained. It's not an open tube where parts of the material that's flowing inside is going to fall out. Ve'en harei yotze mimenu. And so the waste that's inside, or the digested food, which is going to, now it's going on its way to be expelled from the body, so that is, it doesn't leak from there, right? Satum. Avaimu patuach berosho, but if at the end of this extra intestine piece, it can spill out, so then the harei nofel aguf, it goes into the abdominal cavity, then that would be a trefa, v'oduhu nekeva tadakin, also because it has the din of a nekev, which this is a very large nekev. Okay, so that would be a trefa. Okay. Fine, let's go on. Fine, let's start Siman Memchet. Dine trefos bekeva ubekeres. Okay, so now we're getting to the actual stomachs, which are before the intestines. Okay, Aleph. Keva. A keva hukis shivime'ea behema. This is actually the fourth one. Shamachal nichnas the keres of basofa keres, shakorin punch atsoi kekova. It's a little bit like a hat shape. Vakari beta kosot, and it's called beta kosot. Vehamachal nichnas in beta kosot, lahemses, umhemses, lakeva, umakeva ladakin. So, chlochazara. So then it goes from the beta kosot, the food, when it gets digested. From there it travels to the hemses, and from there it travels to the keva, and from the keva continues to the intestines. Okay, so the fourth stomach is the keva, shenikva trefa. If it has a hole, it becomes a trefa. V'im hachelev she'al hayeter sotem hanekev kshera. So let me just backtrack. The keva is in a little bit of a, if you're interested, the Taz also writes about it. The keva, but any anatomy book will say the same thing. The keva is a little bit like a little bit of a tube, a wide tube, and that is bow-shaped. It's almost like an arch. Not quite, I don't think it's quite 90 degrees, but anyways, I mean a full 180, but basically it's like an arch. And therefore, you have, we'll call the inner upper side, that's the string side, that's the yeter. And then the lower, the outer, longer portion is the bow side, right? That's the curvature plus the straight string. Okay, so keshet is the longer outer side, and the curved side, and then this, well, there, it's the inner curve is where you have the straight string. So we'll call it, I guess, the outer longer versus the inner shorter. So that's the yeter versus the keshet. Or in Chazal, it's also called the akashta or ayatra or ayitra. Okay, so that's two. So you can have chaylev, fat, on either side, the inner or the outer. So now, let's read it again. So it depends where the hole is. Because if there's a hole, you can have it sealed off with the fat. So let's read. V'im chaylev shala yeter, the inner string side, sote manekiv kshera. If where the hole is, it's sealed off, right? You have to look. If it's completely sealed from the outside with the shuman there is tightly attached. So we'll call it chaylev for now. Let's not call it shuman for reasons. So there, the chaylev that's attached to it is, it's tight. So therefore, it's a proper seal. Aval she'al ha-keshet, but on the bow side, the outer, longer side, eina sotem, it doesn't close it up. Okay, so on the outside, it's definitely chaylev, that's aser, and we learned chaylev is generally loosely attached. So therefore, it doesn't seal. On the inside, so this is really based on a machloket between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva and the Gemara, and what's nahug based on Eretz the Jews in Eretz Yisrael versus the Jews in Bavel. If they would eat the chaylev, or that's on the inner, shorter side, the string side. So everybody agrees that it's attached. The question is this also considered part of the iser of chaylev? Normally, chaylev that's aser, it's loose. But this might be an exception. That's the machlokas in the Gemara. But for our purposes, it doesn't matter if you call it chaylev or kosher shuman, it still has the properties are it's tightly attached. So for the halacha of a whole, everybody agrees it does seal it up. Okay, I hope that wasn't too confusing. Bet. Keres shenikav trefa. Now, the keres, if it has a hole, keres is the first one, right? So if there's a hole, it's a trefa. V'ein lo davar sheistomoto. And there's nothing there to seal up a hole. So if there's a hole, it's finished, game over. Right by the keva, it depends where you have a fighting chance. But it still needs to be a sealed hole that nothing escapes. Sheharei, we're talking about the keres now, the first stomach. Sheharei hachelev she'alav aser. This, the chelev that's draped over this one is chelev that's aser and it's loose. So it does not seal. Haga, tola im shenim tzu'uva keres. You open up the keres and you see worms, it's kasher. The animal is ekshera. Demin ha-perish hein gedelim o ha-behema achlan otan. Because it grew, it either came from what the animal ate or from what's inside it grew. Okay, gimel. Basar ha-chofet rova keres. So the muscle that covers most of the keres, not what's inside of the rib cage, but most of the muscle. It's in a picture, basically, you see it more from the ventral side, and most of the stomach area, a lot of that is where the keres is. So there, v'hu ha-makom min ha-betin, from the stomach, she'im yikra yetze ha-keres. So if there's a problem with the nekev in the keres, we learned that's a trefa. So now, there's also, even if there's a, this is unusual, even if there's a nekev, well, it wouldn't be a nekev, but an opening in the muscle that's opposite the keres, where if you have a hole, part of the keres would start to be able to, you can see through it, it can start to come out. Im nikra basar ze trefa. If the muscle that's covering, it's on the ventral side of the animal, the stomach side, if you see it, if it's ripped, it has an opening, so then the keres can leak out, and that would be a trefa. Alpha pishaloigia kareze lakaris achaniret. Now, the hole or the cut in the stomach and in the muscle, it doesn't have to go through and through. Okay, even if it doesn't go through and through, even if you can't see the keres yet, but it's significantly cut through. Let's read. Kevan shenikra rov ovei habasar hazeh. As long as the you look at the thickness of the muscle and the majority of it is missing, anita, right? Or missing, it was cut or missing, then it has a din of a trefa, because if it went all the way through, then the keres can come out. V'kama shir akera hazeh be'orko, how long is this tear that it needs to be to make it that the keres could come out? It's orech tefach. Halachically, it needs to be a tefach in order to make it a trefa. V'imaita beheima ketana v'nikra rov orech habasar achof v'eta keres alfa pishein b'orech hakera tefach trefa hoel v'nikra rubo. So a smaller animal, it may not even be a tefach. So there, it goes by rov. Okay, let's continue to Dalet. Im nikdar abasar hazeh bi'igo, o be'orech. If you have a hole bored out or cut out of the muscle, a round hole, or in length that's similar, im haya yeter mikasela, if the hole's bigger than a sella, because now we're not talking a straight line. A straight line, we had a tefach, or close to the stomach. Now we're talking about, you have a round hole, so it's the hole itself is not as long as a tefach, otherwise it would be a kol shekin, but it's less. But a hole could be less and still make the animal a trefa. Hu kdei shiyichanes bo, I send out a couple of pictures, you'll see about how it looks. Kdei shiyichanes bo gimel garinei tamara, zo betzad zo. So how big is the sella? You put three pits side by side next to each other. Bedochak. Well, let's read. You put three, sorry, 1 second. You put three of the pits together. There you put them together, the width of them, right, side by side. And you're able to get them in this sella, which will form like a triangle. And you see if you can get them to fit in this sella, then it's big enough to make it a trefa. That's how it's explained in Sikha Chulin. Yeah, I hear you. I think that's what it means. It's tzadzu in that form. Well, let me explain bedochak. Bedochak. Bedochak im yeshba ochel. No, not like that. You put three of them. They're all, I don't know. Look at the picture. But let's say each one, for argument's sake, is, I don't know, 7 millimeters. So that's all.
Like that.
Yeah. Okay, look at the picture so you understand how the triangle should be. But it's three little balls of, let's just say, I didn't measure it, but let's just say a circles of 7 millimeters is the width of a date, whatever it is, I don't know. We can measure it. You take three of those circles that have a diameter of 7 millimeters, and you see if you can fit them into a bigger circle the size of a sella. So anyways, let's go on. Now, bedochak. Im yeshva ochel anishar sevivotea kish ochlim ota, o berevach kishein bahem shum ochel klal. Now, he said three pits. So normally when a person eats a date, if you're looking for a worm, you're going to open it up first, and then you're going to pick out the date pit, and then eat it. Or you're just going to, a normal person will just, without kashrus issues of tola'im, you'll just pop the thing in your mouth and spit out your date, or however you want to eat it. But my point is, when you pull out that date, or you eat the date, and you spit out that pit, the pit always has a little bit of the flesh of the date attached to the date. It doesn't all come out 100%. Generally speaking, there's a little bit of meat from the date. So that's what it's talking about. And that little bit makes a little difference. So it says, bedochak, you squeeze the three dates together if there's some food attached, a little bit of the date food, fruit attached to it. And if there's none whatsoever, then you make it berevach, where it's like kind of touching, or not really touching. Just close together, but not pressed against each other. All right, a small difference. Fine. That's just to explain it. Areze trefa, if the sela is this size, I think it's exactly this size or bigger, then it is a trefa. If it's smaller, it's not. Now, what's the significance? She'im yimtach kereze ya'amor al tefach. Because if you have a round hole in the muscle, and it's this size, then if you squeeze it and pull on it, then and it pulls apart, you end up with a line that's a tefach long, and it's the same equivalent. Basically, if it's a tefach long, or the size of a round sela, either way, the keres can start to escape. Okay.
You pull it.
Yeah,
so it closes up.
Yeah, you pull it until it closes up, and you end up with the length of a tefach. Okay. Hey. Im mitmaseis basar ze'acha rofe gorer chashuv kenita. If the meat that's over the keres is starting to fall apart, you could just peel it off. It's not a solid piece of muscle like it's supposed to be. It's kind of dissolving already, and you can just, you know, simply peel it off. So then that's as if it's not there for these purposes, and therefore it may render the animal a trefa depending on how big and how deep. Haga, ve'inanu
b'kiyum.
Yeah, veterinarian, I don't know. Ein anu bekin bebasar shaharofe gorero, but we're not bekin exactly how much to press and how to scrape it away. Ulachain, so the halacha really is as follows. Kol makom shenishane maris maris habasar dino ken nita. As long as it's changed. Now, it's not just color. Color itself is not a problem, but it means that it looks different and feels different. And then it's a problem, and even feels a little different and appears different than it's supposed to. But it's, again, it's not just a color change; it has to be. It actually feels that's spelled out by the Kaf HaChaim. Okay, let's go into Vav. So we learned about this. If you have a machat inside the cavity of the keva or the keres, the first or fourth stomach. So we already learned this by beta kosot, and it turns it into a trefa lamaisa. Zayin. Hamses su beta kosot dvukim zavazeh. If they're attached to each other. V'im nikvu v'makom chiburan. And where they're completely attached, there's a nekev in between them. Afilo a nekev mefula shemizeh lazeh, even if it's 100% straight through. Kshera. It's a kshera because that's they're supposed to be one. They're supposed to flow from one to another. But if they're attached somewhere, and that's sorry, if the hole is not where they're attached, so then if it goes through the wall of the sac, of the stomach, so then it's a trefa, because it can leak out into the abdominal cavity. But if not, it can't leak out. It's not through and through. It's a kshera bein behemses bein beta kosot. With any of the stomachs, because it doesn't leave. It's not a full hole. V'haga v'yesh osrim behemses. Afilo below nekev mafulash. But actually, some are machmer for a hole that's not all the way through by a hemses, because it can. I think because it's going to continue. So then, even if you found it and it's not even mefulash, it already has a din of a trefa. V'hachi nahug im lo be'makom hefsin meruba, sh'az yesh lismoch amachshirin. So the Rama agrees, mikar din, it should be mutter, because it's not a full hole. Right now, it's not a trefa yet, so therefore it's okay. It's not for sure that it's going to die within 12 months, but Lamaisa, we're a machmer unless it's Hefsid Meruba. Okay, we'll stop.